A flood of allegations emerged from several news outlets in recent weeks, but that did not faze Governor Rick Scott when he was asked about his current chief of staff, Steve McNamara. Scott came to his defense just days before McNamara said he was stepping down.
We're getting a lot of good things done. We're getting jobs are coming back. Got $1 billion in education. We got PIP done. And now you're being mean to my chief of staff.
Some media reports outline McNamara's clashes with agency heads who have since resigned. That included former Department of Economic Opportunity head Doug Darling and former Florida Department of Management Services Secretary Jack Miles. But Scott says McNamara was just doing his job.
I talk to agency heads. I spend as much time as I can, but Steve's the chief of staff. That's his job, is to work with agency heads, and I think he's done a great job.
Other reports claim McNamara handed out contracts to friends and associates, like a no-bid contract to a friend who now leads a task force rooting out government waste. That contract was worth $360,000. And just a couple days before his resignation, an ethics complaint was filed against McNamara by a man in Clearwater. The complaint claimed McNamara used state employees to help him pursue a position as a college president in Montana. Finally, McNamara met with the governor over the weekend of May 12th and announced he'll be resigning effective July 1st.
And Stephen McNamara, the chief of staff of Florida Governor Rick Scott, has resigned amid allegations that he steered lucrative state contracts to his friends and relatives. The people most upset about his resignation? His friends and relatives. Yeah, they're screwed.
To Steve's credit, when you become the story as a top staff person, it's probably not good for the governor or his agenda, and he did a noble thing in resigning.
As a former top staffer for former Governor Lawton Childs, Ron Sack says he knows McNamara has a thick enough skin to take a joke from Jay Leno, even though the jab may have been a little inaccurate as the accusations only dealt with friends, not relatives. Sack says McNamara has done a lot for the governor, including getting Scott to dress more informally and making his office more open to the press. He says that's what strikes him as odd about the media reports.
What's been unusual about the press coverage is the very guy who improved their access to the governor, now the target of some journalists' basically pointed stories, and there's never been any hint that Steve has done anything illegal, unethical, outside of the rules. There's never been any hint that he's profited by even $1. By decisions he's made, and I think a lot of it has been unfair.
McNamara will now be replaced by Adam Hollingsworth, who comes highly recommended by Lenny Curry, the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida. He's known Hollingsworth for several years and says Hollingsworth is a good choice.
Well, he's got relationships and experience with the legislature. He's also chief of staff for Mayor John Payton here in Jacksonville. And he's also got business experience, so he's got a good diverse background with experience specifically as a chief of staff. So I think he's a problem solver. He's the perfect fit.
And Hollingsworth is no stranger to Scott. He assisted the governor in his gubernatorial campaign as an advisor. Hollingsworth says he's looking forward to working with the governor again.
The governor ran on a very focused platform that was to create 700,000 jobs over the next 7 years, and he's well on his way to doing that. So the team is already clear about the agenda and clear on the principles that the governor uses to make decisions. And I'll certainly look forward to being a part of helping to execute on those principles and that agenda that he's already established.
Hollingsworth is expected to start his new job as chief of staff on July 1st. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.